To my parents, Tommy and Brenda Todd, who challenged me, loved me, and pushed me toward my wildest dreams. Thank you for the tools and for being my example of real relationship goals. 41 years and counting. Hashtag relationship goals has been a trending topic worldwide for years now. Search for this hashtag on social media and you'll find celebrity couples posing at exclusive clubs, stills from romantic movies at the point where the boy gets the girl, cute couples kissing on a beach or cuddled up in bed, a boyfriend-girlfriend pair holding balloons in the park and giving the impression that their relationship has never been anything but pure happiness. And when people repost these pictures with the hashtag, what are they saying? They're saying, I want a relationship like that. Kim and Kanye, Jay and Bey, Prince William and Kate, some unidentified couple who look really good in a picture that happened to go viral. We can easily become obsessed with their seemingly perfect images and make them our idols and ideals. Okay, maybe you've never noticed hashtag relationship goals online, much less posted anything with it. But if I were to ask you to think about the relationship you want, would an idealized picture flash into your mind? Maybe it's you with a tall, handsome pro athlete who takes you on shopping sprees. Or maybe it's you beside a girl who's hood like Cardi B, but has a sweet side like Carrie Underwood. Is he an amazing listener with a classic swag like George Clooney and a job that pays both his bills and yours? Can she cook like your mama and get just as hype as you do when your team scores? Now, if you just asked, what's wrong with that in your head? Allow me to submit to you that maybe there's more to relationship than what pop culture has taught us or our own imaginings have dreamed up. Maybe our society sells an illusion of romantic relationship that's more like a mirage. The closer you get to it, the more you realize it's not real at all. Maybe the things we tend to celebrate are built on unstable foundations and are bound to eventually fall. But also, maybe there are some truths here that can be unlocked about how and why human connection is so important and how we can achieve it. I believe so, and that's why I've written Relationship Goals. About real relationship goals. From Relationship Goals. Accept the challenge. Since my book, Relationship Goals, came out, I've been hearing from people all around the country and overseas about how it's helping them turn their lives away from the shallow, hashtag relationship goals they used to pursue and start aiming for the kinds of relationships that will help them live out a purposeful life. I've heard from teenagers who have never even been on a date and from couples who have been married for decades, from longtime churchgoers and from people who are far from God and many more. They're seeing change in their lives. They're rediscovering love and unity in their relationships and being liberated to do what they were put on this planet to do. It's not because I'm so smart that these results are happening. I've still got a lot to learn about relationships. Just ask my wife, Natalie. What's making the difference is that relationship goals is based on the word of God, which was true long before social media existed and will be true long after anybody remembers what a hashtag is. I'm so thankful God has allowed me to play some part in helping to turn around some relationships. But there is one request I've been getting a lot, and that is for help to put the key principles of relationship goals into practice over the long term. In other words, to create new habits that will solidify gains and prevent relationships from slipping back to the way they were before. That's where this book comes in. Included are 30 scripture-based messages that each end in a specific goal challenge, something for you to talk about or plan or do to improve your relationship. If you'll do one goal challenge per day, that's a month of new insights, key decisions, and fresh starts. Challenging? Yes. But if you accept the challenge, it will help you meet your goals and win at relationship. It will take your relationship from good to great. I deliberately applied my book, Relationship Goals, to all kinds of important relationships in our lives, including friendships, work relationships, and church relationships. It was for people who are single and for people who are involved in romantic relationships. This book, however, is more focused. Here, I'm specifically talking to people who are in a romantic relationship and want to make